You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Creation.
Part of the community. The next idea.
It doesn't always look like the dots connect, but they do.
When you think of hydroelectric power, you probably think of water rushing quickly through a dam and running a turbine. But most of the water currents on our Earth flow much more slowly than that, although they still pack immense power. Today's contributor to The Next Idea has studied the destructive effects of these slower water forces on things like offshore oil drilling rigs. And now he's figured out a way to harness that energy for electricity. Could this be a breakthrough for clean, renewable energy in our Great Lakes state? Michael Vernitzis is a professor of mechanical engineering at the University of Michigan. He directs the Marine Renewable Energy Laboratory, and he is the inventor of a machine, a device called Vivace. Welcome to The Next Idea. Good to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, you've spent much of your early career trying to, if you will, fight and tame the power of water, but then you came to some realizations that we should play along with nature and use those destructive water forces. In what way?
The destructive forces are there. We cannot avoid them. And therefore, we should always try to suppress them when we're trying to build something like an offshore platform or simple things like a car antenna, like a flagpole, like a building or a bridge. Exactly the same forces are the ones that we can enhance and take the energy out. And that was the shift in my research about 10 years ago. A lot of work has been done on identifying and understanding those phenomena so that we can suppress them. The efforts have been going on for more than 50 years. We're still working on that. We do not understand the phenomena completely, and it's very difficult to suppress them.
And you actually studied the way fish swim, schools of fish. What realization did you get by watching that?
Fish do exactly the same thing in water. In other words, they form vortices alternatingly by curving their bodies, and then they push the vortices away and propel efficiently in water. That's when they're individual, swimming individually. When they go into schools, then one fish is using the vortices from the fish ahead of them in order to move efficiently. And there have been some studies where they put fish behind a cylinder, a stationary cylinder, in a steady flow, and the fish enjoy the ride. They go behind the cylinder with slight motion of their bodies. They stay behind the cylinder, they relax, they spawn more, and they don't get out of that wake of the cylinder unless they want to eat something.
Yes.
And then they come back.
So they're enjoying that slipstream.
Yeah.
So how do you turn that into the idea that you can use this for good?
The basic observation there is that anything that moves in water efficiently moves with alternating lift. What that means is they push in one direction, then they push in the other direction. On the other hand, if you look at airplane wings, they are lifting surfaces in a steady flow, and it gives a steady lift to hold the plane up. But fish don't do that.
Right.
Fish, they just push one vortex to the left, one vortex to the right, and they move forward. So we used a simple bluff body, like a cylinder, that we know generates behind it alternating vortices. As a result of that, the cylinder starts moving transversely to the direction of the flow. Now, that's the destructive power. It destroys a structure when the structure is flexible. What we did, basically, we put some turbulent stimulation. We made those motions even stronger. We get more vigorous vibrations in the process. And then with a controller, we harness the energy.
Harnessing the energy. And that's what this Vivace device can do. And it's happening underwater.
Absolutely.
And how do you see this as you think about generating energy from something that's under the water, doesn't bother the fish, nobody has to be displaced for it? As you develop this, how do you think it could compare in promise to, let's say, wind farms for energy generation?
Again, pluses and minuses.
Mm-hmm.
The ocean environment is very harsh, and rivers. Anything that you put in the ocean and it moves has to be really very sturdy, very strong. That's really the challenge of marine hydrokinetic energy devices right now. On the other hand, you have a much denser medium, and that means that water packs a lot more energy than winds. With a wind turbine, you have to leave some space between the windmills, and we've calculated the power density for wind farms, and at the rated velocity of 12 meters per second for winds, the power comes to about 0.01 watts per cubic meter. At the equivalent velocity in water, we pack about 600 watts per cubic meter.
That is significant.
It's a difference of 60,000,
yeah,
a factor of 60,000. On the other hand, keep in mind that we are still like three orders of magnitude below diesel engines and fuel.
But you feel like you're certainly onto something. And when you think about, for example, wind farms, there's the noise pollution, there is birds being killed, people don't care to look at them in their backyards. This is something that's out of sight, in a sense, out of mind if you get this technology up and running.
That's absolutely true. I think we have something which is really a fantastic next idea. I don't want to put down the windmills, on the other hand, because,
sure,
you know, the population of Earth is growing fast. We're going to need every form of energy that we can harness, and we should keep making as much progress as possible to make everything environmentally compatible. And also, of course, safe to people.
Yes, indeed. Now, you're testing Vivace in Michigan. Where are you testing it, and how's it performing? And I'm wondering who's supporting the testing.
Well, we are testing, and we have been testing the field for like 7 years now. The first field deployment was in 2010, the second in 2012, and the most recent one this summer of 2016. We are deploying it north of the Blue Water Bridge. It's a very beautiful area. If you haven't been there, it's really beautiful. And we have a sponsor, Dan Paper. They really believe in renewable energy. They have genuine interest in our technology, and they have been extremely helpful, providing us access to the river, access to their facilities with internet and utilities. The major funding, of course, is coming from the Department of Energy. And we have a very good relation with all the local people, both businesses and the Business Development Office of Port Huron. And every so and then they keep asking us exactly, you know, how are you doing? How much progress are you making? We actually had two invitations in the area if we could or would deploy the device in their waters. And that's very encouraging. But I think that when people see a technology that is trying to do the right thing, get the energy out without hurting the environment, without obstructing anybody, they're really excited about it.
And I know I'm probably asking you to put the cart before the horse, so to speak, but how long do you think it might be until this hydrokinetic energy device, this Vivace cylinder, could be turning up power for people, not just in Michigan, but around the world?
Two different answers. Huh. In other words, this is a very scalable device. You can make it work at very slow currents with very small cylinders and produce just a fraction of a watt for special purposes, or you can go to huge devices and farms. When we're talking about small devices, assuming that we have the right industrial partner, the right support from the Department of Energy, in 2 to 3 years we can have that device at small size operating. When we talk about larger devices, the size like of a windmill but submerged, then you're talking about building something offshore, and it's a major operation. Probably you're talking about 10 years.
But much has been learned from you watching Schools of Fish and deciding that instead of fighting it, let's turn it around and use it for our own good. You can actually learn more about this exciting project by going to the website vortexhydroenergy.com. That's vortexhydroenergy.com. And you can go to the Next Idea link at michiganradio.org and read all about it with Michael's essay there. Michael Bernitzis from the University of Michigan, fascinating work, and please keep us posted.
Thank you very much. I definitely will.
Support for the Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.